The latest world sport from the BBC with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up, Thierry Henry makes a dream return to Arsenal.
25 yards out, Alex Song. Oh, and he's found Thierry Henry in the box. And Henry, oh, he's done it. The moment they all wanted. And it's happened at the Emirates within minutes of him coming on.
Lionel Messi makes it a hat-trick as he's voted World Player of the Year. And Venus Williams pulls out of the Australian Open tennis. Let's start with the English FA Cup then, and Arsenal's Thierry Henry has made a dream return to the side he left 2 years ago. The veteran striker, who left Arsenal in 2010 to play for the New York Red Bulls, but made an unexpected return to London at the age of 34 to help out his former manager Arsene Wenger, scored the only goal of the game as the London club beat Leeds United in the third round of the English FA Cup. The BBC's Ian Dennis reports.
The script was set and Thierry Henry didn't disappoint. Magic of the FA Cup? This was a fairy tale return. 10 minutes after receiving a rapturous ovation, substitute Henry showed his class with excellent movement and a cool finish from Song's through ball. His celebration was one of lung-bursting emotion, the perfect moment from a legend with a 78th-minute winner.
25 yards out, Alex Song. Oh, and he's found Thierry Henry in the box! And Henry, oh, he's done it! The moment they all wanted! And it's happened at the Emirates within minutes of him coming on! And the celebration is absolutely unbounded here. He's run all the way round the pitch to Arsene Wenger and hugged the manager and hugged his chest, and the other Arsenal players have surrounded him.
Until then, Arsenal had been frustrated by an organised Leeds side. Lonergan made two second-half saves from Arteta and Oxlade-Chamberlain. While Leeds created little, they still harboured hopes of a replay. However, Henry's homecoming will grab the headlines.
The Arsenal's manager, Arsene Wenger, said Henry provided that something special that was missing from his side.
We just missed always something to finish the game off, you know, in the final third. And a special classy player came on and made simple what is in fact very difficult is to score in the position he was, and that made him a special player. And you see that straight away when he came on, you could feel there's a charisma, a class on the pitch that can help you to make the difference.
He says he's here to help. Did you really expect that tonight?
Not really, because I must say in training I saw that he's sharp, you know, and I even wondered if I don't start him tonight, but I was maybe a bit cautious.
Lionel Messi has been voted World Footballer of the Year for the third consecutive time. The Argentine beat his Barcelona teammate Xavi and Cristiano Ronaldo of Real Madrid to the coveted Ballon d'Or, and becomes only the fourth player to win the award on three occasions. The Barcelona coach, Pep Guardiola, won the Coach of the Year award. Reporting from Zurich, where the lavish ceremony was held, the BBC Sports News correspondent, Alex Capstick.
Not a surprise decision, but still a richly deserved accolade for Lionel Messi. His stunning form for Barcelona merited a third consecutive award for the Argentinian, which, as well as emulating Michel Platini, also puts him level with the former captain of France, Zinedine Zidane, and the Brazilian striker, Ronaldo. But at the relatively young age of 24, Lionel Messi has plenty of time to gather further gongs during his career. He was instrumental in Barcelona's domestic and European triumphs last season. He scored 53 goals, many of them showcased his outstanding skills. Small in size, but not in stature, this supremely gifted and hard-working player was often unstoppable. Some people have wondered how he would fare away from Barcelona, a club he joined as a 13-year-old. Doubters have highlighted his lack of success at international level for Argentina. But his consistent brilliance at club level has been astonishing, which is why most observers believe he was a worthy winner. Elsewhere, his boss at Barcelona, Pep Guardiola, was named Coach of the Year, while Hamari Sawa became the first Japanese Player of the Year after her exploits in helping her country win the Women's World Cup.
Manchester City have lodged an appeal with the English Football Association over the red card issued to Vincent Kompany during Sunday's FA Cup defeat to Manchester United. The FA have confirmed that a hearing will be held on Tuesday, but for the four-match ban to be overturned, it would have to be proved that the referee made an obvious error. The former Manchester United midfielder, Nicky Butt, who was at the game, says the referee followed the letter of the law, but that the law needs to be changed.
For me, when I first seen it, I thought it was a great tackle. And I think it's the law that's wrong, not a referee, because the referee is no
interpreting
it. Yeah, he's binding by the law. He said 2 feet off the tackle, which is the law, and he did that. But for me, I think it's the law that needs to be changed, because he's clearly got the ball and didn't try to hurt the lad. So it's maybe not the referee that's wrong, it's the law.
Staying in the English Premier League, and the Queen's Park Rangers chief executive would like to appoint a new manager in time for the team's game against Newcastle this weekend. The former Wales, Blackburn and Manchester City boss Mark Hughes is the front-runner to replace Neil Warnock and has been having talks with the club. Other managers who've been linked with the job are Gianfranco Zola, Rafael Benitez, Roberto Di Matteo and Sven-Göran Eriksson. But according to Philip Beard, Hughes ticks all the right boxes.
What we do want to bring to the club is somebody that has the pedigree and the experience and the knowledge of managing at a very top league, whether it be in this country or internationally. And I think that somebody like Mark Hughes and other candidates that are around would be the sort of person that we think can help us build for the future.
Players from the Botswana national team have reluctantly agreed to call off their threat to strike over bonus payments. The Zebras are currently preparing for their first ever appearance in the Africa Cup of Nations, which starts in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon on the 21st of January. The players, who are in dispute with the country's football federation, were told that there's no money available, and they have agreed to carry on with their preparations. Dipsy Selawani, the country's best-known player, said the federation didn't appreciate how vulnerable footballers were, especially when they have little chance of earning money elsewhere.
All these administrators are part-timers who have regular jobs, are safe at home, they have an income, and they come for an allowance there. You know, I'm lucky, I've got a full-time job. But what about the guys who are in Botswana, who are playing football part-time, or they are playing it full-time, but still are struggling to get by, you know? So it's very unfair that they'd expect us to play for free, even if we play for our country. But when you retire, and you retire empty-handed, whose problem are you? You know, they get to cheer for you in the stands, but you are broke. When you retire, the same people who used to idolize you are the same people who are going to laugh at you in the streets if you don't even have a tebe in your pocket.
Boxing for you now. A month after Amir Khan's controversial points defeat to Lamont Peterson, fellow British boxer Derek Chisora says Khan needs to move on, shut up, put his gloves on and train hard. The appeal hearing for the fight is on the 18th of January. Chisora, who's himself preparing for a WBC heavyweight fight with Vitali Klitschko, was a victim of a controversial points defeat against Finland's Robert Helenius.
Amir Khan wanted that big payday with Floyd Mayweather. That's what he wanted. But is he in the same category to be fighting Floyd Mayweather? I don't think so. Did he lose that fight? Yes, he lost that fight. He lost the fight. I lost my fight. I didn't moan. It's boxing. We know boxing is a dodgy sport. If the decision goes the wrong way on your behalf, just take it and bite him, jog on.
Venus Williams has withdrawn from next week's Australian Open tennis, saying she's not ready to return to action after being sidelined because of health reasons. The 7-times Grand Slam winner hasn't played competitively since withdrawing from the US Open in September last year. Meanwhile, the seedings have been announced, and in keeping with convention, they mirror the world rankings. The defending champion Novak Djokovic is seeded number one in the men's draw, followed by Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. Caroline Wozniacki is the top seed in the women's draw. Before we go, just to remind you of our top stories here at the BBC World Service. Thierry Henry has scored on his return to Arsenal as they beat Leeds United in their FA Cup third round tie. That is the very latest sport from the BBC.